Welcome to the Open Scroll Audio Series. This is a presentation of The Pending Reset of Time in the collection of studies titled When Cometh That Thief in the Night. This was written by Bob Schlenker and it will be read by Aaron Herman.
The Pending Reset of Time? What? To many folks, the very idea is preposterous, and yet, to others, it is immediately compelling. While it raises many questions, it also answers many questions. Some critical kinds of questions that otherwise have no answer. Could it really be possible? Is this what lies ahead for us? A return to our past? It's our testimony that absolutely this will happen. This is not a fantasy or a fictional narrative, and it's not a prank. I initially learned of it in 2015 by way of Revelation Insight. Since then, we found it in the Bible, and we have seen the shadows of it permeating our culture in ways that are both subtle and obvious. While we openly confess what we don't know is more than what we think we do, we will not withhold from you what is required of a watchman on the wall. See Ezekiel 33, verses 1 through 9. A timely and accurate report of what we see from our posting. We'll share what we see as a witness to the pending reset of time and when we expect that to happen. We're not in the proof business. We're in the truth and faith business. The business of those who seek to be found as good and faithful stewards of the Lord Yeshua's bountiful provision. He who gives an answer before he hears, it is folly and shame to him. Proverbs 18, verse 13. To be clear, what we're dealing with here is not some concept that may be pruned from its context and grafted into or adapted for some other theological framework. This matter of the resetting of time back into the past has a proper context. This is why this presentation is listed in the directory of contents at the end of the collection of studies under the title, When Cometh That Thief in the Night? It's under the heading C. When is the Shemitah of Fulfillment? It is, as the listing describes it, C, the adjustment factor. Time resets back into the past. The reset of time is entirely relative to the Lord's calendar and the accounting of time that brings us to the Shemitah of Fulfillment. We're not going to keep you in suspense about when we expect this to happen. You should by now be well aware that the knowledge of when key events will happen is something the Lord of Time, Yeshua, promised to reveal in advance. We believe this applies to the reset of time, which is a key event to be sure. We believe it will probably happen around April 16, 2022, and we'll be sharing about what has convinced us of that time frame. By April of 2022, we believe the world will be crying out for a savior, just not yet the one who has been here all along. And this is one of the reasons why time has to be reset, restoring the correct biblical timeline. We think time will be reset back to 2012, but when exactly is pretty sketchy. Will details about when time will be reset back to be known in advance? We can't say we know, but we're not anxious about not knowing. As I write, a new year on the Lord's sacred harvest calendar has just begun. When the next year begins, at the first full moon around April 2022, we expect to find ourselves back in the year 2012. It will initially be just as it was, from one perspective. Let me explain. What's going to happen should be understood from these perspectives. The first is that God does not forget. His accounting is perfect. No records will be lost. What will have happened on this present spurious segment of timeline will have happened as a matter of record. Births and deaths will have happened. Words will have been spoken and deeds will have been done. And God will have made a perfect accounting of it all. There is another perspective that is equally true. When the new timeline is generated, we will find ourselves right where we had been at that earlier moment in time, being as old as we were then, with those who were alive then, and in the same situations where we had been. But there will be a significant difference. While the calendar itself will look exactly like it did before, things will begin to unfold differently. In this I have confidence, that there will be no more resetting of time into the past. the events prophesied in the Bible will begin to unfold on their appointed schedule without delay. We know this present spurious timeline does not exist for no reason. Despite how broken it may feel, we're not living in a mistake that needs to be fixed. A purpose is being served that our omniscient God foreknew from the beginning. What has been prophesied about the end of this age only happens as a result of the strategic maneuver that involves this spurious timeline and the reset of time into the past. It may be said that the reset is a corrective measure that fixes what's broken, but that's only true in a limited sense. This bit of a plot twist was planned, and it will bring the Lord glory as the great salvation wrought by the exercise of His patience and wisdom and love manifests. Pause for a moment. Look around. Does this world look like it really has a future? If it seems like it might, you're either not really looking very closely, or you're in denial. The Mandela effect is a phenomenon that continues to expand in scope, and whether or not you personally believe anything has changed is a matter of lesser importance when compared to the witness of multitudes who agree on the particulars of what changes they claim to perceive. While there's no real consensus on how these things came to be, it's clear that something has changed. This realization begs the questions of what changes have actually been made, and why, if indeed there is some reason for it. Who is responsible for this bizarre situation we find ourselves in, and what does it mean? If our reality is fluid, the Bible must be a storybook fabrication, and, very soberly, it must be said that if this is not resolved, which is to say that if time is not reset, all is lost. God's promises have failed and He has proved to be a liar and fraud. There will be no resurrection and no judgment. And judgment is required for the assessment of reward as well as penalty. Do not think that I came to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or stroke shall pass from the law, until all is accomplished. Whoever then annuls one of the least of these commandments, and teaches others to do the same, shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever keeps and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5, verses 17 through 19. Heaven and earth have not yet passed away, and neither has jot nor tittle passed from the law. At present, the evidence of Mandela-affected scripture bears a contradictory testimony that can hardly be denied. About the substitution of wolf for lion in Isaiah 11:6, will that stand? Can it stand? It will not. Remember this and be assured. Recall it to mind, you transgressors. Remember the former things long past, for I am God and there is no other. I am God and there was no one like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times things which have not been done, saying, My purpose will be established, and I will accomplish all my good pleasure. Calling a bird of prey from the east, the man of my purpose from a far country, truly I have spoken, truly I will bring it to pass. I have planned it. Surely I will do it. Isaiah 46, verses 8 through 11. Is resetting time an impossible thing? The question was posed in Genesis 18:14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? It's a rhetorical question. Of course not. For the matter of time being rewound into the past, there is a precedent. This shall be the sign to you from the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing that He has promised. Behold, I will make the shadow cast by the declining sun on the dial of Ahaz turn back 10 steps. So the sun turned back on the dial the 10 steps by which it had declined. Isaiah 38, verses 7 and 8. See also 2 Kings chapter 20, verses 8 through 11. So, what is the point of this strategic maneuver? We know only in part. There is a sense where this spurious timeline has been a bonus season for our preparation as saints, even those of us who have special missions that await. It's for the development of holiness, for the gaining of knowledge and wisdom and humility. It's for the development of our character and of our relationship with the bridegroom. This has also been a season where the adversary has made great gains, and I believe these are just as necessary for his own preparation. We know what this reset of time is definitely not appointed for. It's not an opportunity for a redo, where individuals get to go back and, with hindsight foresight, zig instead of zagging where they should have zigged. It's not for personal redemption, for selfish gain, or any other personal agendas. There will be no sending of post-it notes through a time machine or cheat code memory exploits to give anyone some perceived advantage, and there are no loopholes. What can we take with us through the reset into the past? Whatever the Lord intends, and nothing more. If you will have earned some benefit and have some role that requires it, you'll have it. Will you find yourself suddenly in the past thinking, "Wait, what? Where's my little girl?" If she had not been born then, you will have no little girl, and no more awareness of things yet future than you have right now. But here's a qualification. You won't remember this future past season unless you receive a special provision. We believe some will remember, at least some things. The vast majority will not, and they won't believe it if you tell them time has been reset any more than if you tell them right now that you just came from the future. This matter of being unable to recall this spurious timeline is an issue that many find very troubling when they begin to realize that time is actually going to be reset. This is not something you can influence directly, and not something you should fret over. If you have no faith in the Lord's goodness and care, you should fret over that until you get that settled. So, how do I know that time is going to be reset into the past? In 2015, the Lord indicated to me that time was going to be reset. It was a very subtle revelation insight, like when he revealed to me what happened with Adam in the Garden of Eden. This was not my imagination or a fabrication. The context of that timely revelation was significant. At the time, I had already become very confident about having learned the calendar dating of the Shemitah fulfillment. You are familiar with the body of work that this follows as the last page, right? The chronology involves the celestial sign of Yom Terah in 1991 and a certain count of Shemitah. In 2008, on the 13th day of the first month, I understood the Lord to indicate that there would be 7 more years. So, with that bittersweet realization, I looked ahead to 2015. I had no glimmer of a clue that there was going to be a delay, that we would be taking a detour instead of the direct route. But here we are, in 2021, waiting still to get back from the future. Aaron and I had the schedule confirmed to us many times over. When we would ask the Lord directly if it really was what we thought it was, the response was always affirmative. Aaron asked so persistently that the Lord finally told him to stop asking. Yet, things were not unfolding as we expected they should. Instead of the anticipated events happening on schedule, there were only more wonky signs. This made no sense to us. His promises seemed to be failing, and that was disturbing. One of the promises was that Aaron's mom would be healed. She died, and that is not what happens when someone is healed. Aaron was shook to the core when that happened. It took him a little while to bounce back from that. We know that the Lord wasn't lying when he told us Aaron's mom would be healed. And we know he wasn't lying when he affirmed that we actually did know the schedule. Obviously, there was something he wasn't telling us that would explain this contradiction. In the spring of 2015, when the time came that the sign for the bride was due, we witnessed the most bizarre collection of signs. The sign for the bride was danced all over in the news reports with vigor, but it was not to be. For us, we had reached the point where there was no carrying on like before. We had gone as far as we could go. We published our story to the blog as a matter of record. It had never occurred to me that time might be reset back into the past. When it suddenly did, it made sense. With that revelation insight came some relief, a perspective where the issues that we had found so troubling were resolved. And that was very welcome indeed. This did, however, raise another question. When would time be reset, and back to when? That was troubling because we know that having advanced knowledge of the timing of key events isn't essential, and we no longer knew. We had known, and after the reset of time, we would again know, but we didn't know when time would be reset. The Lord was in no hurry to fill in the details for us. We wanted to understand more, especially about the timing of the reset, because we know very well that the knowledge of timing is the key that unlocks meaning. Initially, we considered that the loop back would happen very soon and that it might not need to extend back very far into the past. Patience was required. We later became fairly well convinced that it might be a neat and tidy kind of shift if the Shemitah were to align nose to tail with the one that gets displaced on the calendar, with a reset returning time back to the fall of 2012 from the fall of 2019. Huge disappointment. We had high hopes, but more patience was required. Some insight came around the end of 2019 while I was studying John 18, working out the linguistic structure of the text. I had arrived at a very satisfactory version and was reflecting on what secrets it held. I had an epiphany while I was giving my attention to the passage that Aaron and I had come to recognize as a cryptic prophecy about the reset of time. I had recognized many years earlier that Judas was a type of the Antichrist beast, the man of lawlessness, and I knew that his act of betraying Jesus in the garden had another feature, that Judas was himself revealed thereby as the betrayer. When it occurred to me that these two layers were related, that they intersected, I understood about the timing and the context of when time would be reset. Time will be reset back when the lawless one is being revealed, interrupting it and causing that event to be aborted. The day of the year on which to expect that will be an anniversary of the day it was being modeled in John 18, which was the 13th day of the first month on the Lord's calendar. That was a welcome insight, but the timing was still not quite fully developed. We know that the fully realized revealing of the lawless one will happen in 2015, but which year will it be when the event begins to happen but is interrupted by the reset of time? In February of 2021, I was reflecting on what I knew from John 18, verses 2 through 8a. I had another insight about the timing, one that surprised me in that I hadn't thought of it sooner. The revealing of the lawless one is appointed for only 1 year and seven, specifically the third year of the Shemitah cycle. As I write, in March of 2021, we've just begun the second year of this cycle, so the next year is the third. The 13th day of the first month in the third year of this Shemitah is expected around the full moon of April 16th, 2022. The dating is obviously subject to the usual calendar requirements of the witnessing of the signs of the barley crop and the new moons. Unless there's something we're missing, and nobody knows what they don't know, this seems legit. We've had a huge outpouring of indicators that suggests that we're right. We're convinced. We believe it. This is our testimony. Whether you believe it or not is up to you. We are not in the proof business. We've shared a little about the indicators in the video When Will Time Be Reset? This is an announcement we've been looking forward to making for years, and we may be sharing more. The indicators continue from that insight that came in the middle of February up to now, with some impressive indicators coming yesterday and more today, March 19th, 2021. Time is going to be reset into the past, and the timeline will be established according to the prophesied schedule. I have read about this in the Bible, the book of record that was written with the future very clearly in view. All of it. I haven't been to the future and returned back with this report, but I was taken for a very memorable visit to the timeless place, where the Lord revealed himself as the Lord of time and glory to me and my friend Stephanie. This happened in 1999. Aaron and his mom both got a touch of the glory when I shared my testimony about that experience with them, in around 2012. It's real. What does this mean for you? Pretty soon, this season's opportunities will pass away. Whether this is going to be due to the famine or war that seems to be coming soon, or due to time being reset, our opportunities are passing away. Make it count. Assess your priorities and focus on making the kind of investments that will pay dividends in the Lord's economy. This concludes our presentation of The Pending Reset of Time. Thank you for listening.